My suggestion is that you start to look in this moment at this Thrive opportunity as a true business. And if you were sitting evaluating your true business and you said, what is it that I have to do to make business happen? You would come up with the idea of marketing. You'd say, I have to market. And when people start a new business and they need to start marketing, they look at their resources. And then they have to come up with a sort of a pitch or a promise or an offer. So putting all of those things together, I think you have some really good leverage if you're willing to do what I suggest. First, come up with your enthusiasm statement. It's got to be sincere. It's got to be real. I'm not going to script it because it has to be from you. But it has to reflect that you're anticipating being in the best shape you've been in, either ever or in years, however you want to frame it, but you're planning on being in the best shape that you've been in come March 1st. So first think about that. Is that realistic for you? And if not, come up with something else. But even if it's, hey, I'm going to be in better shape than I've been in the last 10 years, March 1st of this year, I'm making that public statement. And you make that statement to every single one of your clients. But with it comes an attachment to Thrive. Now, I know you guys have been using it, but it's just sort of a reminder, a restatement. You go, beginning January 1st, I'm not going to miss a day of Thrive. I'm going to do the best that I've ever done with my nutrition, and I'm going to really be strategic with my workouts. But I'm not going to miss a day of Thrive. And I would love you to come with me. I would love you to make that same commitment. Just eat better than you ever have. Exercise strategically, whether it's with me or in some cases it might be on their own, and use Thrive every single day. And there will be some people who will go, I'm not going to use Thrive, and you go, okay. But I think you do it from the perspective of it's what you're going to do. You're not saying to them, hey, I have an idea for you. You're saying, I, Gary, am going to be in the best shape of my life or the best shape I've been in the last few years. I'm going to be in better shape now than I was at 30. Whatever statement you want to make it sincere, enthusiastic, by March 1st. For the next 60 days, beginning January 1st, it's not a New Year's resolution. It's just a public commitment. I'm making this statement. I am not going to miss a day of doing my 1-2-3 Thrive. I'm going to eat better than I have, and I'm going to be really strategic with my workouts, and I would love all of my clients to come with me. Do you want to try it with me? Just like that. And I would ask you to practice it, and practice it on other people just to practice, like your spouse or your friend or your sister. Say, hey, I'm working on this thing. I just want to practice my statement, see how I come through, to the point that it becomes second nature, so you don't have to kind of think of what to say. I am really pumped for January 1st because beginning January 1st, I'm on a course to being in the best shape of my life. And again, if that's not realistic for you, the best shape I've been in years, or the best shape I've been in a year, whatever statement you want to make. But you're going to attribute this future memory to three things. Of course, supportive eating, training, but you're also going to put in there, and I would put this one first, I'm not going to miss a single day of my Thrive. And I would like you to try with me. So I would say that to every single client. I would make a list of all your former clients who are accessible, meaning, you know, not somebody who's going to go, I told you, I'm not going to train with you anymore. You know, somebody who, they stopped for a while and they're thinking maybe after the new year. But I would literally methodically go down that list and go, hey, just wanted to touch base with you, Mike. Listen, I'm excited about January. I hope you're going to train with me. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to be in the best shape of my whole life on March 1st. And I'm telling you this because I'm making a commitment. Beginning January 1st, I'm going to do my Thrive every day. I'm going to eat the best I ever have, and I'm going to train strategically. And I'm asking all my clients to come along with me. Do you want to train with me for the new year? Nah, I can't really afford it. Okay, well, at the very least, do you want to try Thrive so you can do this with me? That's it. That's the way I would approach it. Just positive, enthusiastic, assumptive. If they say no, on to the next. It's not pressure. There's not a long dialogue. You don't have to do a whole explanation of antioxidants and anti-inflammatories. Just that. Every client, every accessible former client, every accessible prospect, people you met who never committed, it's perfect timing because it's the new year. So it's perfect timing to make the call. And rather than you trying to sell them something, you're making a bold statement. In my Be Better group, I talk about the power of the public statement. There's something very connecting about that kind of statement. So you're making it. You're not pushing them. You're making it. And then you're asking them if they want to come along with you. And I didn't just invent this suddenly. Without the New Year thing, without the best shape of my life thing, this is how I got all of my customers, is by saying, I'm using it. I'd like you to try it with me. So now it's even bolder than that. It's not just I'm using it. It's I'm committing. You know, can you eat? Can you commit to eating better than you have? Oh, yeah. Can you commit to exercise? Yeah. Okay, good. Let's get you to thrive. For complete congruence, I would send it in an email to everyone you know. So remember I said at the onset, it's as if you're starting a new business? Well, if you're starting a new business and you're finding your marketing thrust, you're going to develop a campaign. That's what this is. This is your new business marketing campaign. So you're going to speak it to every client. You're going to make some phone calls and speak it. You're also going to send emails to everyone on your email list. Hey, I'm putting this out there. I'm going to be bold. I'm going to make you a promise. Come March 1st, I'm going to be in the best shape I've been in the last 10 years. March 1st, I'm going to be in the best shape I've been in since my divorce. March 1st, I'm going to be in the best shape anybody in my age group has ever been. I mean, whatever you want to say. But make it a true statement. So in an email, you're making that statement. And you're going, how am I going to do it? Here's how. One, I'm not going to miss a day of my Thrive 1-2-3 first thing in the morning. Two, I'm going to stick to my nutrition plan perfectly. Three, I'm going to train strategically. I am inviting everyone who wants to be in great shape by March 1st to come along with me. Want to come along with me? Just reply. That's it. I'd send that email to everybody on your email list. And I would do a Facebook Live or an Instagram Live saying the same thing. Then you have a campaign. I cannot see this not working. If you have clients, prospects, former clients, an email list, and Facebook, man, this is a great marketing campaign. There's no real pressure, and this is why I'm saying to you, I want you to practice it so many times that it doesn't feel phony. I want it to become real. I want you to ingrain this. So, you know, write whatever the paragraph is until you can say in your sleep, just practice and practice and practice. So when you say it to people, it's just you making your public statement. Any thoughts on this?
Sounds exciting.
Are you willing to do it? Good.
I will. I'll do it.
Yeah, Gary, I think this is perfect for you. I do. I think you just, you know, you're coming on a little bit of a, hey, got a client. Good. Now you're coming in with a plan.
Yep. No, I like it. I like the idea. It's exciting.
Yep. And it also dismisses anything in terms of rejection in the past. Like if people go, oh, I'm not interested. I don't want to try it. You're not saying, hey, do you want to try it now? You're just saying, I'm going to do this. Do you want to do it with me? And if they go, no, nope, still not interested in Thrive. You go, okay. You're going to eat, write, and train? Yeah. Okay. There's no conflict.
Well, I'll tell you something, Phil. Also, I have the benefit of being on this product for 4 or 5 months now, and I still feel great. So that's pretty powerful right there in itself. So, you know, it's like I don't really have any doubts about talking to anybody about it because I know how good it is. So for me, I think I'm on my way up.
Yeah, which is why for you right now, that statement will be sincere.
And you know what I've done, Phil? Just so you know, and whoever else is on the call, I took that bad situation that I had,
mm-hmm.
right, of getting, you know, whatever it was that I got diagnosed with. And I took that and turned it around. I took all of that. I eat better now, and I'm working out harder. I'm in better shape. I actually feel great. So.
Then this is like almost divine providence. This is perfect alignment for me to come up with this campaign on this day for you.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I know. It's pretty cool.
Billy, I know you got a lot of people you gave samples to. This is the perfect way to approach every one of them. Not with an explanation, not with a talk about what they'll experience in the first 3 days, not with any sort of discussion about caffeine. Just lay it out there the way I just described it. What do you think?
No, I like it. I can modify it. Matt, and as you were going through the scenarios, already contemplating my story and how I'm going to shape it to fit me. But I like it, though. I think it's a great way to, like you said, just put it out there. It's on me initially, and then, like you said, you're just inviting them to join along. And, you know, I've had the benefit of good health for quite a few years, and Thrive has just really taken it to another level. And so I'm kind of there with Gary as far as 4 or 5 months. I started in August, and it's just continued that high level. And it's hard for me to describe, and maybe I have to repinch myself each time, so I know that, you know, I remember what it's like to be on more of the cycle that most of the general public's on. So, but I like the approach. I like it. It's simple. And you are mentioning Thrive, and as one of the three steps, the first one, right? You're using the words. Okay. You're just not explaining anything about it or attaching any video to that email. You're just saying, I'm doing my Thrive steps. I'm changing, or I'm adhering to my workout and tweaking my diet, or whatever I'm going to say.
Yep.
Okay.
So, Billy, I have some words for you, three in particular. Less is more.
I know.
Okay. So when you say you're thinking about modifying it, I'm telling you, and you said, you know, coming up with your story, less is more. This isn't story, and let me tell you why. Remember, I don't know what it was, we had a call and I spoke about the reptilian brain, how you're speaking intellectually to people who haven't moved into an intellectual mode yet.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you go into what we would call linear thinking, which is anything having to do with benefits or definitions or lists, you take them out of decision mode. They decide based on emotion. So here what you're doing is you're contagiously sharing your emotion without any reason for them to put up a wall. It would be different if you said, so have you thought about Thrive? As soon as you do that, the wall comes up. So what I'm saying is you're just speaking your truth, your commitment. That's all you're doing. But you're doing it with enthusiasm. And they will connect with that. And then the question is, do you want to come with me? So it's like, hey, man, I'm getting on a plane to this beautiful tropical island. You want to come with me? They're going to go, yeah. It's not until the plane takes off that they go, oh, wait, shit, I didn't tell my wife and my kids are waiting for me to come home for dinner. So you make the decision in emotion. So you're just going, you want to come with me? Yeah. Okay, great. Do you want to train with me? Yeah. Okay, good. Let's schedule a time. We'll go over your nutrition program, and then let's get the Thrive for you. So don't go into story. Don't modify too much. It's just, I'm going to be in the best shape of my life come March 1st. I am completely committing. How am I going to do it? I'm going to tell you right now. Thrive every single day. My 1, 2, 3, I'm not going to miss a day. I'm going to eat fully supportively, and I'm going to train more strategically than I ever have. Do you want to come with me? That's the whole thing. So whatever modifications you put in there, just don't make it long.
No, when I said modifications, I was just saying because I considered myself to be in pretty good shape. I mean, I know what I need to tweak here. Really, all I need is wash more abs. If, you know, and that's just a little diet, maybe some extra burst training. So that's what I meant when I was trying to
figure,
I'm already in pretty good shape. How am I going to say I want to get in better shape or at least maintain it with enthusiasm so people can do that?
Good. Okay. Anybody else? Any thoughts? I don't have much time today, so I wanted to get that out there. I hope you guys will follow through on it. I really believe this is it. I believe this is a super strong way to approach it. I think, you know, we've tried a lot of different things. this works. This is the way I've done it. Again, not with this particular verbiage because I didn't have the benefit of the new year, but I'm just doing what I do, is saying to people, I'm trying it. I want you to try it with me. Now it's different. I'm making a commitment. I want you to commit with me.
Okay.
Anyone else? Thoughts, comments?
Phil, you post that on your regular Facebook page?
You know, for a number of reasons, I don't post a lot on Facebook. I have very specific reasons why I don't. But I would encourage you to.
Okay. I was going to anyway. Just
yeah.
What's the worst
yeah,
that could happen?
Remember
nobody,
what I said.
Interested?
This is a marketing campaign. So with a campaign, it's like a blanket. You know, you leave no stone unturned. You put the message out everywhere. And you never know where you're going to get the best response from. So, yes, Facebook, Instagram, email, prospects, clients, and former clients. And relatives and friends and neighbors. I mean, just to make it – that's what I'm telling you. Practice the statement you make so you're just walking around like with everyone you meet. Hey, I'm going to be in great shape by March 1st. You know, just it should really just become automatic, and it becomes very believable and passionate. And that's what people relate to.
And you know, by saying thrive, nobody like a lot of people are not going to know what I'm talking about, so that might spark some interest. What's
absolutely
thrive?
Yeah, you and know? When you do it, you know, if you show them your patch.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. That's a good idea. Post that with the picture, right?
There you go.
Yeah. Phil, you're smart. You've done this before, huh?
All right, guys, let's make this one work, okay? We'll talk on Wednesday. Bye-bye, everyone.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Bye.